Now, they come in for the second visit because the doctor has confirmed the diagnosis of the hygienist, and the doctor always, always needs to support in front of a patient the diagnosis that the hygienist is, you know, saying. I know that hygienists aren't supposed to legally be able to diagnose, but we have the hygienist as our eyes and ears. They're going to go in, tell the patient about this. The doctor needs to come in and confirm it. And that's because they've taken a lot of time and they are all on the same page and they understand that if it's a 4 and a 5 and it's bleeding, that that's what we're going to do. Okay, they come in on the second visit and they do the scaling and replanting of 1 to 3 teeth per quadrant, and that is submitted to the insurance company. It's code 4342. If, in fact, Arestin was used, we can charge for it and submit it to the insurance company. Most insurance companies don't pay for Arestin, but we can submit it anyway. The exception to that is some Delta plans, but I don't want to get into that right now. Now, the third visit is where we have to have the patient come back. And the patient comes back. This is a little 5 to 8 minute side booked appointment. Sort of like a reevaluation, because we want to see, well, how did well did we do with the scaling and replaning that we did at that second visit? The patient comes in, maybe the dentist looks at it, or the hygienist. And at that point, takes a little prophy paste and puts it in those two areas. Now, we have our treatment notes for the visit, which is that the patient came in today, and we did a reevaluation, and we completed our prophy. So on this third visit, even though it's only 5 to 7 minutes, that's when we submit for our ADA code 1110.
Very tricky, but totally above board.
It's totally above board, and the fact of the matter is you can do it in two visits if, in fact, the patient allows you to do the 4342 on the visit when they were expecting to get their quote-unquote teeth cleaned. They say, oh, yeah, go right ahead and do it. I understand the value of it. Let's do it. So we can do the 4342 on the first visit.
So you're recommending that if you can do it on the first visit, go ahead and do it.
I say that it's very difficult to do it on the first visit because people are not expecting it. And I think that it's hard because the case is going to be sold. The dentist is going to come in and confirm.
And would you even have the time to do that on the first visit?
To have the time to do what?
To do the scaling and replaning.
Well, you would if you weren't doing the prophy.
Okay.
See, I mean, the scaling and replaning, if you could use Orakix or in Arestin, if that was what it was going to be, it probably won't take more than 30, 35 minutes. So it could be done. But the fact is the patient, I mean...
Well, you know, it seems like if you're using the ProDentech probe and they hear the pockets, they hear the bleeding, they might say, well, what are we going to do about this? And that could lead into, well, this is what we're going to do and we can get started right now. It seems like it would be
natural. It certainly could, but, you know, a lot of times the dentist maybe, if they are going to use local, isn't prepared to give it. Maybe it wasn't a time when the patient was supposed to be seen by the dentist. And you know, so I'm just saying it would be great if you can. But
if you can't, don't worry, because there's still a sequence you can do that will make everybody happy.
Yeah, and we don't want to lose what was supposed to get done in that first visit. In other words, we can't say, okay, fine, we can't do a prophy. That was the problem before. You know, we can't do a prophy because if we do a prophy and then submit for 4342, they're going to bounce back to 4342. Now, I must tell you then that if, in fact, you treat everybody the same way and do it in this three-visit sequence, you will absolutely be guaranteed that you'll get paid by insurance.
That's quite a guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, there's because we're following the sequence of what they want you to do. You absolutely have to do it in two visits. They will not pay for 4342 done at the same time as a prophy. So it's just a matter of do you do the prophy first or you do the 4342 first. If you can do the 4342 first in the time that was where they were expecting to do the prophy, on the second visit, they would then be able to do the prophy. It would be a normal time visit. But if you do it the other way, where most likely people are saying, gosh, I didn't realize, I didn't know, I don't want my lip numb, you know, you say, fine, let's just do the prophy on the teeth that need the prophy. Today, we'll get you to come back for the second visit, which they agree to. And my experience is that probably 70% of the people, once they're told about this, will, in fact, you know, come back for that visit. So it's just a matter of telling them and understanding how this does. So you've got to be able to know when to submit to insurance for the prophy and when not to. So,
and it's a good sequence anyway, because on that, it's a great sequence because on that visit where you complete the prophy, so to speak, you get to follow up in those areas and see how they're healing up.
Of course you do. Yeah. And it's sort of like a reeval that you can do, but it's at that point where you just put the little bit of prophy paste in and then say in the notes that the prophy was completed. Now, again, I'll be happy to send along with this tape that the whole information on the site-specific therapy of 1 to 3 teeth in terms of those 3 visits and how it's done and the reason for it.
That would be great if you'd like to do that. One thing we didn't talk about is the patient's, you know, personal financial arrangements. There's going to be a copay. There's going to be some charge to the patient that, again, they weren't expecting because they thought they were coming in for a cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I think that when the patient says fine, I firmly believe that dentists need to say the fee. They don't make the financial arrangements. So if persons came in on that first visit, even though they were expecting to get a prophy, we talk to them about this. They say, fine, let's go ahead. The doctor's going to be able to say, fine, that fee, which should be about 70% of a full quadrant fee. So if, in fact, they were going to be, if your quadrant fee was $200 and you were going to charge $130 for site-specific, now we've got to explain that it's $260 in addition to what the prophy is going to be in addition to the exam and x-rays. What I'm seeing is that if you've got a legitimate patient there and then there's no issue, fine, the person at the front desk is going to be able to go ahead and make those arrangements for the person. I think that it's just so much easier for everybody concerned for, you know, the hygienist has an awful lot to do in that hour. So if before they can ever get to start to be doing anything, you know, half an hour, 30 minutes, 35 minutes goes by, then they're going to lose it. So I think that if they identify, they probe, they give their script, doctor comes in, confirms the diagnosis for these site-specific things, we schedule them for a second visit for that, and we do the prophy because that's what the patient was expecting on the teeth that needed, supported in the chart notes so that when we submit the prophy, we're doing it in the correct way.
That sounds fantastic. Anything else to say about this? You've just given a ton of information about how to sequence the appointments, how to submit this to the insurance company, how to handle the patient payments and all that stuff. Is that kind of a wrap on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you do this strategy, if you've got a practice where there are, you know, 2 hygienists working full-time for every day that the doctor's there. So a single doctor supported, that would be the model, that be supported by 2 hygienists working full-time. I would think in a practice that size, we should be doing 20 to 30 of these a month once you get up and ratcheted with this. I'll bet you that in most practices, it's a tenth of that.
Probably.
So there's a huge opportunity to, you know, increase the revenue to the hygiene department. So that's what my conclusion from this would be. I mean, there's lots of other areas in soft tissue management that are confusing. I mean, the debridement code is one that's specifically confusing. They changed the rules back in January of 2004. It used to be that a lot of times when these kind of areas would show up, you know, 2 or 3 of these site-specific things, that people, the hygienists would go in there and sort of scale and call it a debridement. The fact is that now the debridement is a very, very much more specific area.